Today's devotional is based on Isaiah 59, verses 15 to 21, and it was written by the Reverend Dr. Janice Holmes. There is an old spiritual that was sung by slaves in America. They wept.
And I couldn't hear nobody pray. And I couldn't hear nobody pray. Oh, way down yonder by myself, and I couldn't hear nobody pray. In the valley, I couldn't hear nobody pray. On my knees, I couldn't hear nobody pray. With my burden, I couldn't hear.
Here was a people that endured a life full of injustice, oppression, and suffering. Yet they held on to a faith and hope in God for the deliverer's promise made to humankind in ages past. How could they sustain such a belief and hope while experiencing such dark despair and loneliness? Well, the prophet Isaiah reveals the desire and power of our God to break through and intervene on our behalf. Isaiah describes a God who sees it, a God who has compassion, a God who reaches out to us, a God of mercy who takes action, a God who is victorious, a God who reconciles and redeems. Christmas Eve is a time of solemn remembrance, along with celebration in praise and worship. It is a time to allow God to break through our hearts. We need to remember our transgressions and failure to have a right relationship with God, yet celebrate the covenant made for eternal life and salvation that God fulfilled through the birth, death, and resurrection of the Father's only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Rejoice! The light has broken through the darkness. For God's Spirit is upon you, and God's word shall not depart from you, from this time forth and forevermore. Let us pray. O gracious and merciful God, we give you all glory, honor, and praise from the west to the rising of the sun. With gratitude, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We are so undeserving of your gifts of redeeming love and eternal salvation from sin and death. Too often, we ignore the opportunity to help, intervene, or even pray for others in need of truth and justice. It is easier to feel sorry for ourselves and wallow in the shadows of life's oppressive pressures and demands. Break through our stubborn minds and hardened hearts, as you came into a darkened world on that first Christmas Eve. May your Spirit remain upon us and your living word dwell within us, now and forevermore. Amen.